This is a podcast from Rover.
Matt Barr joins us. Now, Matt Barr, Britain's largest penis, and he's been doing the rounds on the UK TV shows. Here he is chatting about when he first realised it was quite large.
A little a book that my parents gave me about sex education, and I sort of compared myself to the book, and I was larger, soft than the book said. That was normal erect at that point. I was like, that is... How do you deal with that?
Yeah,
as a teenager, it's tough.
Matt Barr from the UK joins us this morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, Matt.
Morning.
Here's a penis that measures 12.2 inches. For us in New Zealand, that is 31 centimetres. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's all right.
How does the process work when you meet someone new? Do they ask to see it? Do you surprise them? Do you give them a heads up?
I mean, it helps if they have a bit of an idea of my reputation, because then you kind of don't have to say too much. Yeah, when you do leave it to last minute, often it's just a bit of a fright.
Matt Barr, Bryce here, mate. Morning. So you're about to release a book as well, A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises. Is it a picture book?
There may be some pictures in there.
12.2 inches. A lot of guys would go, oh, yeah, I've got the biggest one ever. There's a couple in here that exaggerate their size. You know, it's a classic thing for lads to do. Yeah. But I imagine that it's not actually great in a lot of scenarios.
I mean, I've reached the age where I've accepted it. And that's why, you know, again, I sort of got to the point where, you know, writing the book and everything, talk about it. But yeah, certainly when I was younger, it's very difficult because, like you say, you know, lads joke and, you know, there's a lot of idea that it's part of, you know, the more masculine you are, the bigger you are, and there's no upper limits. But if you kind of go several standard deviations above the norm, then that's where it causes problems.
Matt Barr with us. When you say problems, what sort of problems or issues have you had with it?
I mean, obviously, there's just straight up people thinking you're aroused when you're not. There's trying to find clothes that fit well. And that's, you know, ignoring all the bedroom issues.
Are you glad the skinny jean era is over?
I'm glad that's dead.
Just talking on Roger's question there before of problems that have occurred, I don't know whether you want to go into detail or not, but there are examples that you've had where it has gone wrong for you, where people have thought you were aroused purely from your size when you weren't at all. I've seen things about a yoga class.
Swimming.
In a public pool.
Yeah.
Anything sort of spring to mind?
I think the swimming one was probably the worst in some... I mean, I think the yoga one's more embarrassing, but the swimming one was probably the worst because people still had a lot of reactions. And welcome back to that particular pool.
So, oh, you weren't? No.
And what it's not something you can really argue.
Yeah.
No. What about in the bedroom, Matt? There's something that happened, I understand, when a previous partner and she was concussed. Can you talk us through this?
Yeah, whether it was a medical concussion or not, I don't know. You know, it was just part of the undressing. And then in kind of the heat of the moment, I ended up spinning around, smacked her on the head, and we had to go to the hospital. So,
whoa.
You concussed her with your D.
No major long-term issues, obviously, just a bit of bruising.
Is it heavy? Like, does it hurt?
So when people think about it, like, you always think of it more in terms of length, so you're like double the length.
Yeah.
But when you think of the volume and how much that exponentially increases it, so it's not double the size, it's more like seven times the size.
Obviously, that requires more blood. Mm. Do you get lightheaded when you are aroused?
I do, definitely, but even more so as I get older. Yeah, I think it was just, you know, definitely not in very good shape at the moment. I'm going to try and fix that. But yes, that's why I'd never do porn, because it's like that kind of,
right.
You know, it's a lot of work to do that.
So it's 31 centimetres, which is the size. What is this? Because there's going to be everyone listening going, is this flaccid or is this 31 centimetres?
No, it's not flaccid. That is full.
That's full, ready to go, 31 centimetres.
Ever considered surgery or you're okay with how it is?
I've looked into it. It's very expensive, and it's kind of dangerous as well in terms of it you know, leaves a lot of scarring. It's not guaranteed you're going to be the same afterwards in terms of your abilities in the bedrooms.
Matt Barr with us on the phone, biggest penis in Britain. If you did ever get surgery with the excess, do you think you could give that to Moles here?
Yeah, do a lot of love style thing, charity.
Could do with it, Matt. We would do a before and after. Matt, when you do have this notoriety now, as you said, it's a flash in the pan. Has life changed for you in terms of women contacting you? Have you had some sort of... Women find you intriguing?
Yeah, I think they always have. There's definitely more of that now. But, like, you know, like I say, I'm not in the best shape at the moment. Some strange attention, shall we say.
We thank you for your time, because I'm sure we can chat again when your new book is out, which is next year, A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises. So we look forward to this being released early next year, Matt.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'll send over a copy.
Great. And if you don't make it a picture book, maybe I've got two little kids, right? So you're reading them books all the time. Maybe make it one of those pop-up books. You know, where you open a page and bang.
Yeah. Can't afford the paper.
Okay. Just an idea.
Thank you, Matt.
Coming up on the Morning Rumble.
Wowee.
Well, there you go, Miles. You've always had your around the world, your D stories.
Yeah.
You know, we do them after six, but there you go. That's the ultimate D story, isn't it?
It really is.
Great guy. Matt Barr, 31 centimetres, if you have just joined us.
Not for me. Nah. That life, not for me. I'm happy with my 3.1 centimetres.
A bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to post, I believe, some photos. As you can hear that on the podcast, 3520, correct, if you want to text in podcast. And producer Ryan's got some photos to sort of attach to that. It is quite frightening.